Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Britain's Guardian newspaper has posted a new video on its website. It says shows vote rigging in Zimbabwe's presidential runoff. The footage was shot secretly by a prison guard. In it, officials dictate who to vote for and are seen stuffing completed ballots in envelopes. The White House issued a statement saying there should be no question in anyone's mind that Mugabe was not elected by the people. He used corruption, intimidation, and violence to keep this election from being free and fair, and as the evidence seems to show, every day. The international community should stand together in recognizing that the election was a sham, and Mugabe is not the legitimate leader of Zimbabwe. Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt is getting a complete medical checkup in Paris today. This video shows tears of overwhelming relief and joy in a rescue helicopter just moments after she and 14 other Colombian rebel-held hostages were rescued earlier this week and told they were free. Betancourt pulled down a poster of her captivity at a welcoming ceremony in Paris Friday. The 46-year-old French Colombian was held captive by rebels for 6 years. About 1,000 people have gathered in northern Japan to protest the G8 summit. They're demanding solutions to issues like global warming and poverty. At least 4 people have already been arrested. The meeting of the world's top industrialized nations begins Monday. President Bush will be among those attending. Now to the wildfire burning in Santa Barbara County, California. Firefighters are trying to save several thousand homes in the town of Goleta. A mandatory evacuation order is in effect for some 5,000 homes there, with another 1,400 on standby. Meanwhile, nearly 2,000 firefighters are still battling a 2-week-old fire in Big Sur. It's taken hold of more than 108 square miles in the northern end of the Los Padres National Forest. Venus Williams has taken home her 5th ladies single title at Wimbledon. She beat her little sister Serena in straight sets, 7-5 and 6-4. Venus had faced her sister twice before at Wimbledon, but Serena won both of those matches. Congratulations, Venus. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。